Representative Masaryk, and then Representative Hogan.
Yes, Senator, can you just briefly compare the executive order with the actions that we took in similarities and differences, if any?
Yes, I'll try to do that, and I'll try to be succinct. The action that we took in November accepted with every capital, every comma, and every period the agreement that was presented before us, including the easement. That's on record. What we went to do beyond that was to vote to create a piece of legislation that would, in essence, say that before we would sign the agreement, we would have to have a port permitted on Sears Island. That I don't know how long that takes. There are some who would say that that would take 20 years. There are some who would say it might take 3 years. But in any event, it'll take a period of time. And while that process is working, the conservation easement and any plans for the conserved portion of the island would be on hold. That's of concern to some people. But I think your question was, how does this relate to what we did? I think that this relates to it because now the power of the Chief Executive's Office directing the DOT, whereas we don't and can't direct them in this kind of a policy matter, we have an input into what they have, what they do in their budget, but we can't direct their activities like the Chief Executive can, and so he has, with this order, directed them to go out now and actively, and when and we say this, it's not said in here, and I don't even think it needs to be said in here, but when he and I were talking, it was globally look at all those companies which might have an interest in developing a port on Sears Island. So notwithstanding, and I appreciate the good representative's feelings about this, Representative Thomas, I do think that this gets us where we need to go with regards to Sears Island, and therefore I'm bringing it to you.
Okay, one further question then as we go through this. The protected property, mm-hmm. while the DOT is actively and aggressively seeking permits, whatever, mm-hmm. they then continue on with their development of that under the executive order?
Under the executive order, I believe that once the execution of the easement has been signed, and it, these are designed to go forth together, the signing of this executive order and the signing of the easement, they would be able to move forward. It's very restrictive what they may and may not do on that conserved portion, whether or not it's about building a trail or pathways or even a structure or structures. There's a total square footage that they may build there. So if this is adopted and signed, the easement will be signed at the same time and we'll be moving forward in a parallel course. I think it was the committee's fear in November that the course, though may have been parallel, there was a substantial lead that was being sustained or achieved by one group over another. That's the conserved group over the transportation group. And I think I see these now as being more in line.
Where does it specify that the two will work together or go forward at the same time?
What's that? The very last bullet. Oh, the very last bullet on the second page. Upon execution of the, that's the signing of the conservation easement, well, then the DOT will be released to actively and aggressively pursue. So that's the piece. Thank you.
Right after the there.
Commissioner.
The first therefore. It also says the Maine Department of Transportation will in all respects implement the recommendations of the Sears Island Planning Initiative, Joint Planning Committee.
Okay.
All.
Thank you.